Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Jim Kelly, who's Field Office Director for the Baltimore Field Office of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. And Jim's here this morning to talk to us about housing, fair housing, and all the good things that HUD is doing to work on these problems. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a long time since you've been on the show. I think about a year. I think you were here for Fair Housing Month last year.
Yeah, and I'm here for Fair Housing Month again this year to invite people to our Fair Housing Conference coming up April 18th at 9 o'clock at the Baltimore City War Memorial Building.
Yeah, and we hope folks will come. We hope folks will come because it's a great chance to learn about various things connected with housing and fair housing in the nation and in our area. First of all, let's talk a little bit about HUD and how it's organized around here in Maryland. Please tell us a little bit about HUD.
Well, HUD is the nation's housing agency. We also do the community development block grant funds. We do funding for homelessness. And we do, of course, fund public housing, Section 8 vouchers, and we also insure multifamily housing apartments. But our single biggest function is FHA single-family mortgages.
Yeah, how does people become, I think, a little bit more aware of that because of the housing problems that we've been having?
One of the things that happened to FHA single-family mortgages, which, of course, invented the 30-year mortgage and made Americans homeowners starting in the Great Depression, was that FHA, which offers low down payments but does have a mortgage insurance premium to allow us to do that, was somewhat forced out of the market by products that were seemingly better because they didn't require down payments, they didn't look at their income stringently, they didn't look at appraisals stringently. And those are the type of products that were Gresham's Law, I was an economist, bad money drives out good. Bad mortgages drove out good FHA mortgages that would have been lower interest for people, that would have given them more options if they, in fact, had trouble paying their mortgage, more opportunities to try and save their home. So, unfortunately, FHA business was down because of these really harmful products. And now that the harmful products have really done a great deal of damage and are out of the market, FHA is now coming back pretty strongly. And one of the things we'll talk about at the conference is some of the options FHA has to refinance, in some cases, people who have these abusive mortgages and can perhaps save their house by refinancing with FHA.
Yeah, that's it's a critical time for this. It's a critical time to for folks to learn more about how they can do something, because it seems like so many people, they might have a relative or a friend or something like that who's been having problems making those high mortgage payments. And because Baltimore has not been spared.
No, Baltimore, in a lot of places, but Baltimore in particular, in a lot of the urban areas, a lot of minorities were particularly differentially caught up in abusive, high interest subprime mortgages. And so one of the things that we are hoping to do by having this conference, not only featuring fair housing, but particularly featuring some of the problems and some state and federal responses to the foreclosure crisis, is to bring information to the people that you describe who may not have a mortgage problem themselves, but they might be a mortgage lender, they might be a real estate agent, they might be someone working with their church community or their religious organization who have members who have problems, and they might be the people that might have the compassion fund or that might be able to direct these to various types of assistance, the most important of which are HUD-approved housing counseling agencies who, for no charge, are nonprofits, they're disinterested, can help people not only learn what they need to make a good buying decision with a good, feasible mortgage, but can also help advise people to get their budgets back on track or to explore alternatives if they're having trouble paying their mortgage.
How can somebody find out about getting in contact with one of those agencies?
Well, one way they can do that is go on our webpage, which is www.hud.gov, and look for under buying, look for housing counselors, and there will be a list of housing counselors there and also an 800 number that they can call there to find their closest housing counselor. But the best thing would be to go online, and you can see all of your local housing counselors, and you can see which ones are available. Baltimore City is really blessed with some very, very excellent nonprofit HUD-approved housing counseling agencies. They will be represented at this conference and will be talking about their experiences. But because of the magnitude of the conference, they are really challenged to help all of the people that need help. But they are knowledgeable, they are compassionate, they are objective, and they are really your best first stop if you have a problem with keeping your home or paying your mortgage.
And they are free.
And they are free, and they're a disinterested nonprofit. So they are not trying to make money off of you. They are not trying to sell you a product that they benefit from. They're only interested in helping the home buyer.
Yeah, and folks, you heard it directly there from Jim Kelly. And Jim, you're director of the local office, and that covers Maryland?
Yes, that covers all of Maryland except Montgomery and Prince George's County. Mm-hmm. Our office is in downtown Baltimore, and we operate all of the HUD-assisted programs. Most of these programs, of course, go to your local public housing agency or your local community development agency, and those community development agencies are the partners with us in planning and presenting this conference. And it was really their initiative to focus on the fair housing problem in particular that got us doing that. So basically, we don't provide this assistance generally directly. We're providing these through your local agencies, which you can find in the blue pages of your phone book, or you can also go online and our website, www.hud.gov, and see them there.
Yeah, and I know that your job is really a very important one for the taxpayer and for the communities, because your job is to make sure that the communities use that money correctly and that the various HUD programs function well.
Yeah, I see us locally as having really three missions. One mission, as you say, is to see that the funds are used correctly and to be good stewards of the programs. The other function that I see us having is to make sure that the money gets out and gets used. And the third function that we have is to work with our partners so that they have every opportunity to get all of the funds that they can possibly get for the members of our community.
Yeah, folks don't really, I think, have a complete understanding of how HUD funds actually are helping their community, because not many people come to the block grant hearings that are held annually by every jurisdiction that gets CDBG money. And not a lot of folks know that block grant funds repair playgrounds and help seniors and do all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's a very flexible program. And one of the real features of the program, as I said, is we do not run the program.
Yeah.
Congress establishes mainly things to benefit low and moderate income people, but the actual priorities are set by local government. And as you say, there is a process that the public can have in requesting their government to do what they think is most beneficial to them. And there's a public hearing that they have to respond to concerns that are expressed by the community and have to establish a plan to say, this is what we plan to do with it. But again, we feel that the government that is closest to the people are most responsive to the people. And so local government sets the priorities for those funds and decides how they should best be spent to help their community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would be remiss in not thanking HUD and Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and the state of Maryland for providing the Greater Baltimore Chair funding from the Community Development Block Grant Program to do things like this show, for example.
That's a very typical way that we function, is people see a beneficial activity like the CHIRB or like housing counseling agencies, and they don't necessarily understand the funding is coming from their local government.
Right.
And they probably definitely don't understand that funding is in turn oftentimes coming from HUD through the federal taxpayers.
That's right. That's right. And for the good of the taxpayers, for the good of the taxpayer. Let's talk more about the conference. It's April the 18th.
Okay, it's April the 18th. It's going to be from 9 o'clock to 12:30.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at the War Memorial Building, which is the big building right across the War Memorial Plaza from the front of City Hall.
It's Can't miss it.
To the north of the police station,
mm-hmm.
Right off of the Jones Falls. It's right by the Shot Tower subway stop. It's on bus lines, so it's easily accessible to people.
And so it's free.
It's free. It's open to the public. We're particularly interested in having professionals and volunteers who work with people in distress, whether they're real estate agent, whether they're mortgage lenders, whether they're community development corporations, housing counseling agencies,
mm-hmm.
or people that simply work on a volunteer basis with their religious organizations in their community to help people out. And as I said, we hope that our Assistant Secretary for Fair Housing, Ms. Kim Kendrick, will be able to speak to us on why fair housing is important. This is the very tragic 40th anniversary of the terrible death of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's also not a coincidence that it's the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act,
right,
which was a response to that tragedy and to try and take affirmative action to help mitigate some of the conditions at that time. And we've certainly had substantial but incomplete success in bringing fair housing to people. And there's no question that there's much greater housing opportunity as a result of the Fair Housing Act and HUD's enforcement of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if folks come to the conference on April the 18th, they can find out more about the mortgage lending crisis. They can find out more about the home ownership foreclosure crisis.
Yes, what we'll have is we'll have a panel that will be featuring lawyers working with people who are suffering mm-hmm. foreclosure, housing counselors working with people in foreclosure. We'll have lenders represented. And then we'll have a second panel that will have a representative of the Maryland Department of Labor License and Regulation, which regulates lenders, talking about what the new laws are that the Maryland is passing to help with mm-hmm. this crisis. We'll have two representatives from the State Department of Housing talking about their Bridge to Hope, which is a program where you can loan people money to actually tide them over in short-term crises, and their Lifeline refinance product, which will help people refinance houses. We'll have a representative from a HUD's own FHA talking about the FHA secure refinancing of some of the arms that have reset, and then we've invited a secretary of the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, Ray Skinner, to give concluding remarks. So it's a very full agenda. There's a great many experts providing very good information for people who are particularly interested in these issues.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, a very great opportunity, and the CHERB is proud to be one of the planning organizations for this.
And we certainly appreciate your help in planning this and getting word out on it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're just about out of time. Could you give us the contact information one more time to find out more about the Fair Housing Conference on April the 18th, please?
Yes, they can go to our website, which is www.hud.gov, select the Maryland office, and on that office there is a write-up describing this. If you click on that, it will take you right to the registration form where you can check the Maryland conference and fill in the application and register to attend the conference.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Jim Kelly, who's Field Office Director of the Baltimore Field Office of the U.S. Department of HUD. Thank you so much, Jim, for being our guest today.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, and thanks to your listeners for coming tuning in.
Thank you, and keep up your good work for all of us.
Okay, thank you.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.